Okay, so there's a new push to make Michigan the 9th state in the country to legalize marijuana. How do you feel about that?
Well, initially, I have to comment that our association, as of the present time, has not adopted a formal position. The language that's going to be at issue is still being reviewed, but there are obviously a number of concerns that exist. And the best way to look at this issue, I think, is to frame it in best interests. Is this really in the best interests of our state? Is it in the best interests of public safety, best interests of health care? You know, right now, Michigan is at a pretty critical point. We've made progress in a lot of areas, tremendous progress, in the business community. We have made progress in public safety. But you need to look at all the facts and circumstances that are associated with potential legalization of recreational use.
Okay, so let's start with public safety. Tell me how you think legalizing marijuana would affect public safety.
We have other states that we can look at, Colorado being one that's at the forefront. In a two-year time period, in the first 6 months of 2013 and 2014, you had over 7,000 crimes committed within 1,000 feet of dispensaries in that state. For the first time now, we are in the strange position across the country of having drugged driving being involved in more fatalities than drunk driving. That state has certainly seen a dramatic increase in marijuana-related fatalities since the recreational use has been legalized. And again, you know, learning from what's occurred other places is beneficial. That's a huge concern when it comes to youth. The studies that have been done in regard to use by 12th graders established that up to 35% of 12th graders use marijuana across the country. That figure is pretty staggering. It also associated with those studies that 6% use marijuana on a daily basis of 12th graders. Marijuana is highly addictive. When you're exposed to it as an adolescent, that whole dynamic is compounded.
So what are your thoughts on medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana?
Obviously, I don't think anyone was opposed to medical marijuana being used by individuals that need that to address symptoms that they're experiencing. We've also learned a fair amount from medical marijuana. And of course, in the state of Michigan, at the present time, we have about 218,000 cardholders, which puts us second in the country for cardholders. A lot of people don't understand that fact. So we're second to California.